Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. I've got some weird news. I don't know how many people listen to this podcast because I don't keep stats and I'm really bad about that sort of thing. However, this may be one of the last couple of episodes of Sunglasses After Dark. I've got an idea for a new podcast that may start eating up a lot of my time and may actually garner an actual listenership, which would be amazing. That being said, we've got lots of music, and we're going to play it. I've picked up a lot of records, I found a lot of stuff on the internet, and we're going to start off with a new record I picked up. Well, not even a new record, I think it came out last year on Death Waltz Records. This is from the House of the Devil soundtrack, and this is Mike Armstrong with the opening theme. from the recently released soundtrack to Pieces on We Release Whatever the Fuck We Want Records. That was Carlo Maria Cordo with M31. That marks the first time the Pieces soundtrack has ever actually been compiled and put together. There's quite a few different artists on it, and basically most of the music was composed for other movies and then sort of lifted and reused for the film. It sounds great. It's fairly affordable, and if you get one of the limited edition ones, it comes with a reproduction of the puzzle that little Timmy is putting together at the beginning of the movie before he axes and then hacks up his mother with a saw. Before that, Popcorn by Gershon Kingsley. That is from the Music to Moogby release. It's definitely like an early electronic jam. It was later covered by a group called Hot Butter. And I actually discovered that again in the opening party scene of the very terrible 1970s Yeti movie Shriek of the Mutilated. That's out now as like a double feature from Retro Media along with Garden of the Dead. I highly recommend picking it up. It's a little pricey for like not a terribly great redo, but the prints are good and it sounds really nice, so which is better than you can expect from most stuff. A supergroup featuring, amongst others, Fabio Frizzi. That was the Magnetic System with Escape. That's the flip side to their Godzilla single. And according to some teases from Finders Keepers Records, there's going to be a Magnetic System release on Finders Keepers. They're not telling us what's going to be on it. But being as how everything has been sort of like singles or otherwise, let's hope that's a complete compendium. And we started everything off with Mike Armstrong doing the House of the Devil opening theme, which is the opening theme to House of the Devil, the Ty West film. Yes, it does sound an awful lot like Moving in Stereo, doesn't it? Let's get back into the music. From a recent compilation I picked up at the Lawrence Sidewalk Sale, entitled TV Sound and Image Volume 1 on Soul Jazz Records, this is Richard Denton and Martin Cook with Tomorrow's World. We'll be right back. From Boston, Massachusetts, that was Wolfmen of Mars. That's from their album Gamisu, which is available now digitally. The vinyl pressing on Poisoned Mind Records has been pushed way the hell back, and probably won't come out until this fall. But yeah, that cut, All Those Terrible Times, I really enjoyed it. You know, like, a lot of the early Wolfmen of Mars stuff, like, did not grab me, but as they've gone along, it's really starting to get me. They've got a new album that just came out this past week, and it is a split with The Mangled Dead. It's entitled Wolfmen of Mars versus The Mangled Dead. The Mangled Dead are sort of a, like a horror punk band. So yeah, it's definitely an interesting split. The artwork is amazing, as is everything Wolfmen of Mars does. If nothing else, go check out wolfmenofmars.bandcamp.com, and you can find some like Halloween mixes they've done, and they are fantastic and definitely worth your time. Before that, Follow Me from the Black Devil Disco Club album that was released in Europe on Private Records. And here in the States on Anthology Records. That arrangement may seem very familiar because that was the part of the Bernard Fevre releases along with Cosmos 2043 and Suspense. And that was sort of the disco thing he did, and it's quite good. Before that, Gil Trithel with Folsom Prison Blues, the Johnny Cash song. That is from Country Moog, Switched on Nashville. If you like Moog covers or, you know, things of that nature, the Windy Carlos type things, that is definitely one to get. It's really quite good. And the notes on the back are unique, to say the least. Speaking of liner notes, Richard Denton and Martin Cook's theme to Tomorrow's World from the TV Sound and Image Volume 1 compilation on Soul Jazz Records, that is also subtitled British Television, Film, and Library Composers 1956 to 1980. It's got fantastic liner notes, and it's a double LP, and it looks and sounds great, and I highly recommend getting it. I picked it up for $5 on clearance, and it's so transitioning from Wolfmen to Mars to something a little bit more traditionally metal-y, from their Alive 2 album. This is Kiss with God of Thunder. sealing things off there for the very end of the music on this installment of Sunglasses After Dark. That was Eben Ozen with The Dawn from their Feeling Cavalier release. That was a dollar bin purchase based on the fact that it included their smash sort of electronic hit, A-E-I-O-U, Sometimes Why, which has not aged as well as I thought it would. It really hasn't. That track's particularly nice, though. Before that, Metroid by Mini Bosses from their album Brass. That does have a vinyl release. If anybody wants to sell me a copy for less than several hundred dollars, I would be more than happy to take it off your hands. Somebody needs to repress that. Let's talk about that. Once again, sort of calming things at the very end there. It's that might be the most beautiful thing Mini Bosses have ever done. Like, they've done some nice work, but man, the end of that is just gorgeous. Before that, Death's Door from the album Bloodlust by Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. They are teasing a new album. I would highly recommend keeping an eye out for it. I'm very happy that Metal Blade and Rise Above Records finally decided to put out a non-picture disc reissue of that album. It's on 180 gram vinyl. It is nice. And as you can tell, sounds really, really great. If you like your stoner, doom, sludgy type stuff, get on it. And we started everything off with a proto-doom bit of stoner, whatever you want to call it. That was God of Thunder by Kiss from Alive 2. So that just about does it. I think we've got like a podcast or two left in this format. I may try to keep it going and get to 150 installments, but sometime within the next month or two, I plan on starting a new podcast. I've been sort of pitching it as Song Exploder meets I Was There Too. The idea is that we're going to, every podcast, explore the soundtrack to a film and try to piece like why it works and hopefully talk to folks involved in the production of it, either in the film or on the soundtrack. So if you know anybody who's involved in making film soundtracks, not film scores, but like soundtracks, like we're talking Pulp Fiction and Pump Up the Volume and Repo Man and all of those lovely, lovely things, do have them get in contact with me. I can be reached via email at nicholas.spacek@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, which is probably the best way to get a hold of me. And you can find all sorts of contact information, including a mailing address, at rockstarjournalist.com, where I blog sporadically about tangible things in an age of digital ephemera. Until next time, thank you for listening.
Drink up. Less boo-boo.
Boo-boo? What is that?
You remember Less Boo-Boo? You know, from Mr. Shepherd's classroom, it said on the wall, exit pursued by a bear, you know, from that Shakespeare play?
A Winter's Tale.
Yeah. What was it called?
A Winter's Tale.
That's it. And if we needed to make a quick getaway, we'd say, exit pursued by a bear. And then it was, exit pursued by Yogi Bear. And then it was just, let's Yogi and Boo Boo. And then, let's Boo Boo.
So you're saying we should go?
Yeah, it's shit here, isn't it?